Hello, everybody. When the Adamant Sport asked me to do this, they said I'd be helping a lot of people, so I was really pleased to accept the invitation. But then she said the entire Montgomery County would be watching me, so pardon me if I'm a little nervous. My name is Corey Cabarra. I am 33 years old. I am from Lima, Ohio. I've been in the Dayton area since August 25th of last year. I am a recovering heroin addict and alcoholic. I came to Dayton to find sobriety, and what I found was recovery. I went through a nine-month treatment program at the Salvation Army right on South Patterson. I completed that, and I wanted to continue growing as a man, so I decided to join the Joshua Recovery Houses. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. We have four houses around the Dayton area, and we're actually opening one in Troy, Ohio right now. What I really like about Joshua Recovery is the structure. Everything we do, every single day of the week, we have something to do. And at first it can seem overwhelming, but there's a plan behind all of it, and it's just learning how to deal with life on life terms in a positive way, and how to be outstanding members of the society and helping others in the process. There's a good balance. We have an outstanding balance. It is a spiritual, faith-based program, but we also were involved in 12-step groups. We work full-time. We start building relationships with not only our family and our friends, but with the entire community as well, and that's huge. And we also have a lot of accountability. And the guys in my house, I can go to them about anything, and they're all family members to me. They would literally do anything to help me, and it's huge. It's absolutely huge. And I do the same thing. I'm a house steward with Joshua Recovery. I look after one of their houses, about 5 minutes from here, actually. I also do transportation. I'm like their personal free Uber driver. I enjoy it, though. It's all service work to me, and it's just my way of giving back what was so freely given to me. And all it took was a little bit of surrender, God, and a fabulous community of people. I know this epidemic is troublesome, to say the least, but there's hope. There is so much hope. And like you were saying, there's so many different programs out there that are just begging for people just to come and accept the help, and it's possible. I've seen guys come into Joshua Recovery Ministries with nothing, and I swear to you, nothing but the clothes on their back, and they leave with custody of their kids. And that's just the reality of it. If we just surrender and accept what's being handed to us, and it's amazing things. And I want all you people to know that your efforts are much appreciated, and to not lose hope. You know? If I could help one person, man or woman, find what I found today, then this is all worth it. And that's all I have. I'm gonna pass it on to Andrew. Thanks, guys.
Hi, my name's Andrew Ledford. I don't know how I'm going to be able to follow that up, but yeah, I'm 34 years old. I'm also in the Joshua Ministries. I have 6 months clean. You know, it's been a long, hard road, but people didn't give up on me. And going into treatment is just a start. It gave me a good foundation. It gave me a good head start. But then going into a place like Joshua Ministries, number one, they've allowed me to build this personal relationship with God, that without Him, none of this stuff is possible. I have people around me, just like Corey just said, that are, you know, we're like a brotherhood there. We would do anything for each other. You know, I have people around me that when I'm holding something in, they could tell that there's something wrong. So I have people that's holding me accountable. Since I've been at Joshua Ministries, not only do I have the opportunity to serve in the community, we do a free breakfast Saturday mornings at Fort McKinley. I also got a job, full-time job at Fort McKinley. And I'm very blessed today. Without Joshua Ministries, I would not be here right now. I think it's vital that, you know, number one, if I don't believe that I'm powerless over this disease and admit to that step one, then none of this, I mean, it doesn't matter anyways. But as soon as I took that first step, and I believe that if an individual goes into a treatment center, I would stay longer than 30 days. I stayed for 4 months at mine. You know, give their all into the treatment center. Leave with a certificate. Go into a transitional living. If you put that, God, transitional living, and a 12-step program, all those things combined, I believe, I know that I can stay clean. And I see a lot of guys out here that are just, I mean, these it's great. I'm so blessed. As nervous as I am, like, to be up here, I would never think in a million years I would be doing something like this. That's all I got.
Hi, my name is Sarah Northrup. I'm 31 years old. I have battled addiction from the ages of 13 to 30. Today I stand 10 months clean. I made the choice to surrender my life from drugs January 2017 of this year after losing a loved one to suicide in relation to drugs. The lifestyle I engaged in not only led me down the darkest of places, but I abandoned everything that I truly cared about, such as myself and my son. Prior to my surrender, I became divorced. I lost legal custody of my son. I served a prison sentence and was in and out of jails. I was homeless, penniless, hopeless, a walking, truly lifeless shell in active addiction. I had no sense of pride or self-worth. My confidence was non-existent. I continued to mask the pain with drugs. I was recovered not once, but twice with Narcan. I have became before you today as a glimpse of hope that just maybe you could see the power and importance of the recovery process. The Adamus Board has funded many homes here in the Miami Valley, allowing others and myself to have the opportunity to regain themselves and self-worth. I currently live at the Lighthouse Project, ran by Melanie and Leland Woods, located in this Dayton area. The Lighthouse Project has recently opened male and female faith-based homes, as well as on the verge of expanding to reach out to those of us who truly want to get back to productive lives in the real world. Recovery housing isn't just about catering to the addict, but making a once broken man or woman, son and daughter, fathers and mothers dig within themselves, soul search into dreams and goals back into reality. This isn't an overnight process. I myself battled with depression, nightmares, swarmed and greased by not only the loss of my partner, but those who have lost their lives to drug overdose in this Dayton and Miami Valley area. I not only went through a six-month lockdown rehab, but upon release, I chose to commit to living arrangements with the Lighthouse Project. Day one of my release, I made the effort into the first day into the journey of the rest of my life. This is possible with the support from the Adamus Board and networking with recovery houses. When I arrived at this location, I was greeted with support and the ability to be rested and assured with peer support and guidance to work out legal obligations due to past mistakes that I made while in active addiction. While here, I have spoken out to the EMT first responders and firefighter crews, allowing them the opportunity to see the positive outcome in the saving of my life through Narcan. I work 12 steps through NA and AA. I also work alongside Ryan Fraley, going into rehabs in the greater Dayton area, speaking to those who are still fighting the battle of addiction currently. I was granted the opportunity to be an employee at the same home that has given me my life back. Without homes such as these, I may have never been able to have a place to become grounded and centered, to sit still long enough to make out clearly the right path and direction I wanted to follow. I will continue to give back and tell my experiences, not just for me, but to show that no matter the depth in which we've created hollow grounds for ourselves, we rise above and carry a stronger, with more meaningful power than ever before message of hope. I just ask that you be open-minded in considering the benefits that the cities and schools, our children, and the once broken homes could gain by allowing those like myself the opportunity to become clean and to seek out others who still suffer and are a part of the voice needed to break the chain of addiction. Once and for all, to better ourselves and to stand with those who are looking for a new way out. Thank you for allowing me the chance to tell just a small part of who I am and see that I'm no longer who I was. Let me be a brief example of what's to come with support with Adamus Board and recovery houses such as the Lighthouse Project. And I just wanted to give a special thanks to Women's Therapeutic Court with Judge Wiseman for making it possible for me to keep coming back. Thank you.